It's the Congressional Corner with Sean Patrick Maloney. Sean, Democrat of New York's 18th District. You've been in office since 2013, just letting people know who may not live in your district, but everybody in the district knows you, but outside maybe not. So we had an election. What do you make of it?
Well, I'm pretty happy about it. I think you saw that the laws of gravity have not been repealed, that there's a lot of people with common sense out there who know that the Republicans in Congress are not getting anything done, and the things they put forward, like Trump care and this big tax cut for the rich that cuts Medicare and that, you know, whacks people's state and local property deductions, that these proposals are bad ideas. And I think you're really seeing a reaction in particularly suburban areas. You saw Rob Astorino get his head handed to him by 14 points. That ought to be a wake-up call to a lot of folks. And we won the Putnam County Sheriff's race, which is extraordinary. That's a county that voted for Donald Trump by 20 points. We won the controller's race in Dutchess. Something is going on out there, and it ought to be a wake-up call to these Republicans in Congress who are pushing proposals that are bad for New York, bad for the country. And you know me, Trump won my district. I'm a guy that wants to work across the aisle, and will do so on everything from health care to taxes and everything else. We got real work to do, but the election should sober these guys up, and they should start working in a bipartisan way on some proposals that'll actually make things better.
Well, did you see it coming?
Yes. In a word, I mean, not that I've got some special, you know, clairvoyance, but I am not surprised at all that in a state like Virginia, that you saw a surge in turnout. Charlottesville turnout was up 31%. Turnout overall, I believe, was up 17%.
What explains that, Sean?
I think you've seen everything happen this year, particularly in Virginia around the riots in Charlottesville. But more broadly, you know, I've done town hall meetings now more than 100 since I've been in office. Over the last 6 months, they have never been bigger. There are thousands of people who have started to get engaged in the political process, and some of them are, you know, real left-wing activists, but a lot of them are just regular people who are upset about, you know, what's going on in their country. And people are running for office in record numbers. We have more candidates than we've ever had running. They're raising more money than they've ever raised. People are engaged, and that's good, and they need to vote. If there's just one thing people need to do, is vote. I don't care who you vote for. I don't care what you believe in. But the new engagement we have seen is producing important results.
Well, Sean Patrick Maloney, let me put it this way. Today, I believe, as we're speaking, is 1 year since Donald Trump won. Now, I need to know this. A year is a long time in politics. It seems on alternative days that it's 5 years that he's been president of the United States. So a lot could happen in the next year till the famous 2018 elections are upon us, right?
Of course, of course. There's no guarantees in this world, none at all. And as Mario Cuomo used to say, between now and then, a pope will be born.
Shanashnu Nubab. He used to say it to me all the time. Between now and then, a new pope will be born. Yes, go ahead.
Right? And I agree with that. We don't know what the future holds. But here's what I do know. What I do know is that the president is going to still be the president, most likely, unless something extraordinary happens. I don't think his approach to the job is going to change. I know the Republicans in Congress are locked in on all this stuff that is bad for New York. I mean, trying to take away people's state and local property tax deductions is a killer for New York. I mean, going after, the way we fight the opioid epidemic by slashing Medicaid is terrible for New York. Going after kids in the autism spectrum, taking away people's, you know, deduction for extraordinary medical expenses, that's a killer for folks who are caring for a real sick relative or somebody who's got special needs. These things don't work in New York, and they are bad for the country because this tax bill is going to put $1.5 trillion more on our debt, and all the big benefits go to the super rich, and middle-class people get crumbs. These are bad ideas. And they're going to keep pushing them. So unless they do an about-face, I think the reaction you're seeing among moms and dads and middle-class working people all over my district, is pretty negative. They do not like what the Republicans in Congress are pushing. They tell people like me to do stuff that makes more sense, particularly for New York. And I don't see that changing. So I think these guys got a heck of a wake-up call on Tuesday night, election night, and they're gonna get their butts kicked come next November unless they start doing things that make sense for people.
So what is it that a Democratic progressive like yourself, sitting in a district which voted for Trump, take away from this? Do you take away that things are changing?
Well, look, what I take away from it is that when you try to do things in secret with only people you agree with in your own political party, you get stupid outcomes and people don't like it. And that's true whether you're Democrats or Republicans. So all of us down here in both parties ought to stop trying to have everything our way. We ought to stop only talking to people who already agree with us and watching our own cable shows and all this other nonsense that's got us in a ditch. What we ought to do on health care is the bipartisan compromise that a Democrat and a Republican worked out in the Senate. That would fix a lot of what's wrong with Obamacare and move us forward. We should do that. What we should do on taxes is we should reform the code. We can lower rates. We can knock out a lot of the loopholes and special breaks. We can get corporate profits back from overseas and put a tax on that. There's big bipartisan agreement on all of that. We can have a system that works better for our small businesses and pass-throughs. We can do a lot together, but that's not what they're trying to do. Unfortunately, until they get beat on this thing, they're going to try to do this big bill that ends the estate tax, that gives hundreds of billions of dollars to billionaires over the next 10 years, while they take away, you know, people's state and local property tax deductions or scale them way back. I mean, you know, these are bad choices they're making, but I do think that if ordinary folks stay engaged the way we saw on election night, they're going to get the message one way or the other, and we'll get some better policy.
Okay, so I want to ask you something. How did you vote on the Constitutional Convention in New York?
Well, I wasn't a fan of the Constitutional Convention, and it went down by about, you know, a 60-point margin, so I guess I wasn't alone in that.
Yeah. What did you find offensive? It was too vague, or there were things at risk?
You know, I'm not as involved in it as a bunch of other people, but to me, like, you know, if you want to know the truth, I don't want those knuckleheads in Albany monkeying around with our Constitution, and I certainly don't want them taking away pensions from working people, and I think that was the big push behind this. So I'm glad to see it go down. Doesn't mean, by the way, that there aren't about a million things we could do better with the way the government works in Albany. It's a mess. You think Washington's bad, Albany's worse, but I think that this wouldn't have helped. So I voted no on it, but you know, it's more of a state thing than a U.S. Congress thing, as you know.
I love your term describing the denizens of Albany as knuckleheads.
I can say that because I'm in the same business.
It is always a great pleasure to talk to Sean Patrick Maloney, who is a Democratic of New York's 18th district. Sean, I hope you're still having fun.
I'm having more fun than I should probably. Look, it's a great honor to represent people in Washington, and I come from a family where we never thought that people like us would be allowed in places like this. So when I walk into the Capitol, I still get a lump in my throat, and I'm proud to do the work. I wish we got more done for people, and that's what's going to make it a better experience for everybody.
Thank you, Sean.